And we're back here at Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne, Wes James, and Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. We're at halftime, where our Vikings lead the Lions of Peachtree Ridge 24-3 in a half of opportunities for the Vikings. A friend of mine texted me and said, Larry Munson would say, "Oh, Lady Luck is smiling upon us tonight." And I have to say, Lady Luck is smiling on the Vikings tonight. First half stats, thank you to Coach Dice from Pine Grove Middle School. First downs, Peachtree Ridge has three first downs. Our Vikings have four. Rushing tonight, Peachtree Ridge in the first half, 19 carries for 76 yards, while the Vikings have 18 carries for 51 yards. Peachtree Ridge has one pass out of two attempts. The Vikings are 1 for 3 with 10 yards, and no touchdowns passes on either team, but there is an interception by Peachtree Ridge. Total plays, 21, evenly matched, 21 for each. Total offense so far in the first half, Peachtree Ridge with 76 yards, our Vikings with 61 yards. Fumbles tonight, Peachtree Ridge with 3 fumbles, 2 of those they lost. The Vikings have held on to the ball, no fumbles tonight. Penalties, Peachtree Ridge, 2 penalties for 10 yards, while the Vikings have been penalized 4 times for 40 yards. The Vikings have punted twice for an average of 30 yards. The leading rusher for Peachtree Ridge, number 20, Saudi, has 9 carries for 54 yards. On the Vikings, number 2, Kari Franklin, 4 carries for 18 yards. And number 33, Robert Anderson, 7 carries for 16 yards. The leading receiver is number 25, Josh Clemens, 1 catch for 10 yards. And that's your first half stats, Wes. At very evenly matched team, the Vikings have just taken advantage of the opportunities that Peachtree Ridge gave us in the very first quarter of this ballgame.
Well, Bill, you start off with that 93-yard touchdown return by Tyler Hunter, and then in the very first possession, he strips the ball and carries it in from 35 yards out. You're up 14-0. That's awfully hard to overcome when you're playing. When you got teams of this caliber playing each other.
Well, you said that the Vikings playing at home, you probably give them 7 points for that. The Vikings playing at home with the Georgia Bridgemen, maybe you give them another 7 points advantage there, and a 14-point advantage. But right now, it's a 21-point advantage for our Vikings. But all in all, it's still been a very close ball game. The Vikings have got to come out, put some offense together, and be able to control the ball and actually be able to get some rushing yards, move the ball down the field. They've just had a short field to work with and have been able to score. But they need to get out here and show what they can do. Peachtree Ridge, also, they have not played probably up to what they think their potential is. Only 76 yards rushing in the half. Yes, 76 total yards in this first half. For the Lions, and that's got to be below their par. So both teams, I'm sure, in the locker room talked about the situations of being able to move the ball down the field.
All righty, Bill, we got 2.5 minutes. We'll go, 60-second break?
Let's take a two-minute break, and we'll wrap up the All-State Halftime Show. Barry Broom Agency, All-State. I want to thank them for their sponsorship of the halftime show. We'll take a two-minute break. When we get back, it'll be time for the second half. Vikings lead 24-3. We'll be back after this message. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All righty, we're back in Barton Stadium. Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, as we get set to start the second half. Vikings lead it 24-3. And Jim Solomon set to kick off. Like to say quick hello to my friend Jane Wade and Annabelle and Margaret listening to the broadcast tonight.
All right.
Back deep will be Rhodey and Sterling Jones on the far side and Chris Saudi on the near side.
We're going to see who had the best halftime talk in the locker room.
Well, as I told Shane Garner, this is the most important possession of the ball game right here.
Always is.
Your opponent's first and your first possession. Solomon steps into the ball. A high and over end kick. Rody takes it at the 3. He's across the 5, the 10, comes a little field, the 15, cuts back inside. He's got one man to beat. He slips by Braswell. He's passed him. He'll run down from behind. In Viking territory, we run him out of bounds. No, he's still on his feet. Bill.
I could have swore he stepped out of bounds here. Well, but
touchdown, Lions.
Yep. Well, turnabout's fair play.
Brad Rohde just took it, folks. 97 yards.
That's what I said. Turnabout's fair play, isn't it? Golly. What a great run by Rohde, though.
He brought it right up the middle, cut outside, got past two defenders. I thought we had a chance. Kenneth Thurden had a chance to run him down from behind. He put a move on Troy Braswell, showed that 4-3 speed.
And it's with... It's 24-9 right now. They'll attempt their extra point. And the second half starts for the Lions the way it did for the Vikings in the first half.
Watts on to attempt the extra point. Tanner Mack to hold. There's a snap. Down, kicks up. And it's good. And with 11:44 to go in the first quarter, it is our Vikings 24, the Lions 10.
We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lions Hive Base Football, on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back at Martin Stadium. Going back deep is Corey Franklin, Troy Braswell. And, Bill, we've got a new kick returner back here, number 31. That is Kerry Stanley.
Well, with Tyler Hunter, he may be done tonight. Even though he may feel okay, you don't want to risk that. He may be done for tonight.
All righty, there's a kick. Oh, on the ground. We pick it up.
What a great heads-up play by the front line. Who was that?
Number 16.
Raheed Moore. Raheed Moore, just a great heads-up. I don't know if that was an intentional onside kick. But it goes exactly 10 yards, and Raheed Moore falls on it, and Vikings have the ball at midfield. Great heads-up play.
At the 50-yard line, and there comes Corey Parker.
Corey Franklin, Robert Anderson.
He's got Aaron Winston just lined up out here by himself. He's got man coverage on him as Brian Williams.
And Troy Braswell at the other wing.
Lions still in a five-man front. Five down linemen. And they give it to Anderson across the right side. Big hole as Anderson rumbles across the 45, down to the 43. 8 yards as the big fullback just rumbles right through there, Bill.
They're going to give him 7, it looks like, on the carry. But a great little hole right there in the middle. And a wing tee offense, that is your bread and butter play right there.
What you think about that, Miss Eloise? And Beth Vickers listening tonight.
Paul Johnson, the wide receiver, comes out wide to our side.
All righty. Parker under center. He takes the snap. Got a man in motion. Ready to come on a blitz. And we give it to
Anderson.
Anderson, and Anderson's hit at the line of scrimmage and knocked back by number 19, Lance Sterling Jones.
Anderson really tried to bounce that thing outside a little bit. Nothing there. And 19, that was Sterling Jones just met him.
10:55 go, third quarter. Vikings leading 24-10. Winston now comes to our side. We've got Troy Braswell at the wing back, our side. Franklin the far side. Anderson at the fullback. Again, the Lions in a five-man front. Four linebackers up tight. One man back deep. Braswell pitch out to him, going around the right side. Cuts one man to him. Slips right across the 40. He's got a first down down to the 38-yard line. They had him back at the 45. And he just juked those hips of his and slipped out of that Lions grasp and made it down to the 38-yard line. First and 10 Vikings from there.
That was all Troy Braswell. The pitch was a little bit out in front of him. He had to run into the pitch, made a great catch, and then almost stumbled and fell. Looked like they were going to have him down inside the first down marker, and he got it out by about 2 or 3 more yards for the first down.
That's one of the best runs on the night for our Vikings. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings from right to left on your radio dial. We're in a straight wing tee.
Strong side left,
and they give it to Anderson right up the middle. The big fullback gets hit, and he's hit immediately by number 82. That's Angelo Rotley in on the tackle.
They call that a heavy, and like running that back in 07, that was a bread-and-butter play right there. You would put Jordan Black and Levi Vitas out there on that double tight end side, Big Ed, and then put Black out there at the tight end, and you could swing around that side.
All righty. Again, we're showing a heavy side right. They switch on us, and we give it to Franklin around the left side. He's got a hole. One man to beat. He's off, and he races to the corner. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Corey Franklin. That was just an awesome play. The heavy side was to the right, and we do a little counter back to the left. Corey Franklin, once he got through the line of scrimmage, there was nobody there to even touch him, and a great touchdown run by Corey Franklin.
All righty. Jackson Dalton out to the long snapper. Parker to hold.
Solomon to kick.
Yep, Jed Solomon, the right-footed kicker.
Now, that's really one of the best offensive outputs we've had in this ball game.
Yes, it has been. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up. And it's no good.
He'll line drive every once in a while, and he did off to the left.
9:15 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 30-10. We'll take a 30-second break. 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, Jed Solomon's had to kick off. He's got Rhodey back deep. Sterling Jones to the left side, and Sade to the right side. Last time we did this, Rhodey took it 97 yards. Jed approaches the ball. There's a kick. He kicks it toward that Coffin corner. Hey, they won't bring this one back.
5 yards deep into the end zone that time. Great kick. And Jed will do that. He was a little disgusted at himself for missing the extra point, I'm sure. And he just put a leg into that kickoff. All right.
So we pitch Drew Ridges football right in the middle of the field. Going from left to right on your radio dial. Udoku comes near side. Rhodey goes far side. They're in the I formation. Don't have enough. And Stanley has the tailback.
Wow.
There's a snap. Pulls it out to Sardi. Pulls it back down. Takes the ball. Crosses the 20 and gets hit. Lombardo gets hit immediately as he crosses the 20-yard line.
Josh Clemens. I mean, he said nothing doing for Lombardo. He just wrapped him up around the shoulder pads and drove him into the ground. That's a pro set eye they were in that time, Wes.
Yep. All righty. Second and 9 from the 21-yard line. 8.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're in that five-man front. Lombardo under center. And he gives it to Sardi right at the line of scrimmage. And Bill, he was hit immediately. And look who gets up off the bottom of the pile. Number 56.
That's Jordan Black, comes up off the bottom. I tell you, Lombardo came in there. He put it in the gut of Sardi, and I thought he might pull it out. Sardi pulled it in, and I mean, there was nothing doing for him on that play.
The homecoming king just got himself a stop at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we didn't announce that. The homecoming king this year is Jordan Black. Congratulations to Jordan Black.
Third and a long 8.5. Ball on the near hash mark. The Lions send Nassau Moore to the far side. They got Rhodey in the slot. Lombardo drops back, rolls left, looking, throws downfield, and in and out of the hands of Nassau.
He had an open receiver too, Wes. He had gone out and did a little hitch and then pulled back, and Lombardo just could not hit him. He threw it out too wide.
It'll be fourth and a long 8.5. And Watts comes on into punt.
Sorry, that was Kerry Stanley out there in coverage, and he bit on the little hitch. And when he did, the receiver just turned out. Unfortunately for the Lions, Lombardo not able to hit him.
Braswell back about our 45. Watts standing about the Lions 12.
I like Troy Field and punts. He doesn't give you maybe a lot of speed, but he gives you a real sure hands.
There's a snap. And he's just going to let it bounce. Get away from it, Vikings. Hits it to 50, bounces out of bounds at the 46-yard line of our Vikings. It'll be first and 10 there.
That flag. I don't know what that was. I saw one of the Peachtree Ridge players kind of hold his hands up like, you know, sometimes when the player does something, he'll hold his hands up. I didn't do it. But it could be that there was some extracurricular activity, whether it was the Vikings or the Lions. I don't know yet. We'll see.
Let's see.
Looks like Juan Burnett, number 17.
Personal foul against our Vikings.
That's it.
Now back it all the way down to where I think about the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Vikings from there. Yep, at the 31. Ball on the far hash mark. 7:24 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 30-10. We've got Winston to the near side. Braswell at the wing back. Anderson at fullback. And the Franklin at the wing back on the far side. Parker, who's going all the way tonight as quarterback, goes under center. Lions in a five-man front, showing blitz. Pitch out, no drop back pass, throws out in the flat. Got Franklin at the 35. He's at the 40, 45, 50. He runs by one man, two, three. They haul him down at the 40-yard line of the Vikings. A 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30-yard pass play from Cole Parker to Kari Franklin.
I tell you, I just saw something in Kari Franklin right there. He caught the ball, great hands. He had to make a small adjustment to the ball. But the explosion and the acceleration that Kari Franklin had right then was so obvious from this vantage point. If he almost cut the seam and took that thing to the house.
Well, Kari off that far wing back. Parker now goes under center. Same formation. Now we're showing two tight ends. Got Franklin in motion. Gives it to Anderson, who pulls over one, two, three men, who jumps in there hard for about 3 yards.
Anderson is he's not going to give you that little breakaway from the fullback position, but he's going to give you that good, hard, solid 2, 3, 4, 5 yards sometimes when you really need that kind of thing. So we'll see how that goes as the season progresses.
And Andrew Cinco checks out, and Telvin Smith checks in. Telvin tied in on the far side. We're showing one, two, three.
Looks like Brian.
Yeah, it is an unbalanced line. Strong side left. We take it. Again, give it to Anderson as he crosses the 35 down to about the 33-yard line. He's going to be about 2 yards short of the first down.
All right.
Third and three from the 33. Ball at the near hash mark. Again, unbalanced line to the right side of the field. Parker under center. Braswell at the wing back on our side. They're showing blitz from the outside. There it comes, and we get the ball to Franklin, and Franklin's hit. They read it perfectly, and that was number 50.
That's A.J. McDonald.
McDonald read it perfectly coming off the right side, and that's where we'll lose yards back to the 35, so it'll be fourth and five from the 35-yard line.
Normally a punt situation. Let's see what Coach McPherson does here. He does. Looks like he's sending out the punt team. Jack Dalton.
No, he's sending out Jed Solomon.
But Jed's going to punt. I saw Jed do some punting early in warm-ups. I was very impressed with the height that Jed Solomon gets out of his punt.
All righty.
And inside the ball, I mean, here we're at the 35-yard line. We need a high, high punt down in that corner. Let's see what Jed can do for us.
Now we're finally getting enough men on the field. Now we've got seven men on the line of scrimmage. Solomon. The Lions, they're not buying this stuff. They're all standing straight up watching. There's a snap. Solomon's high, high kick.
Look at
Rody Signal's fair catch. And it's going to hit. And Telvin Smith will let it bounce into the end zone.
Telvin was right there in perfect formation to stop it from going in the end zone. It took a little, I mean, that's why the ball is not round. It doesn't bounce straight. And it made a little half bounce sideways on him, and he could not control it. That ball would have been down on the 1 yard line.
Yep, as it is, it'll be out first and 10 from the 20. 4:21 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 30-10. Peachtree Ridge back in possession.
All right, just talking to some of the coaches that are keeping stats. The L train, 5 knockdown blocks against one of the biggest defensive lines he's faced so far this year.
Jones Jr. comes near side. Rodolfo goes to the far side. And this Lombardo going to keep it, crosses the line of scrimmage, gets up to about the 22-yard line. And that was a quarterback keeper all the way.
Yeah, Lane Grant, the L train, 5 knockdown pancake blocks against what this is an incredible defensive line.
4 minutes to go here in the third period. So Duffy goes far side. Brad Rohde comes near side. They are in the I formation. We're in a five-man front. Tight end to our side. Lombardo goes under center. Now he brings Rohde back in close to him. And pops back. Works. Throws one-man coverage. Got a man deep. Got Jones off his fingertips at the 45-yard line.
And he had Troy Braswell beat, too.
Sterling Jones catches that ball at the 45, and he is off to the races.
Well, even he almost made a great diving catch. It was just out past his outstretched arms. Had he made a diving catch, it still would have been a great catch, but it would have been down right there. But nonetheless, Troy Braswell got turned inside at that cornerback position, and the wide receiver turned him out, and he took off.
Third and eight. Lombardo in the shotgun. Two backs in the backfield with him. Splits his receivers. Drops straight back. Looking. Goes out in the flats. Oh, incomplete pass through right in front of Saudi.
Yeah, he actually did that on purpose. Lombardo saw the jailbreak rush, threw the ball right into the ground at the feet of Saudi. They were trying to catch us off and see if they couldn't get an inside screen on us. 3:31 left in the third quarter. Vikings lead 30-10, and the Lions to punt again.
Justin Watts back to punt, standing about his 12-yard line. We've got Troy Braswell out about our 50. And as soon as we come back from this, we will get some updated scores from Bill Osborne. There's a putt. High putt. It hits and rolls at 50, the 45, the 40. It rolls all the way down to the 38-yard line. Good punt by Justin Watts.
In the second half, Valdosta leads Windsor Forest 42-6. Thomasville leads Colquitt 10-6. Tift County now trails Brooks County 20-7. Lanier County is leading Berrien County 10-8. Clinch is still over Irwin 7-6. Coffey leads Pierce County 15-0. And it's a final. Grayson beats Warner Robins 10-0. Great defensive output from Warner Robins just to hold them to the 10. Houston County leads Fayette County 21-14. And right now Fitzgerald leads Hawkinsville 49-0.
Vikings football, first and 10 from our own 48-yard line, going from right to left on your radio dial. Parker takes the snap, got Franklin in motion. Rolls right, looking, stops, looking. Tucks the ball, starts to run with it. He gets almost up to the 40-yard line. Now pulling down at 39. He ran a long way to pick up half a yard.
Well, he saw the coverage, and it was tight, and he did the right thing, pulled the ball down, and took off around the left side. One thing Cole's going to give you, he's going to continue to look downfield if he thinks he's got an opportunity. So, second and 9 now for the Vikings.
Brian Moore has just checked in.
Skinkle.
Nope, Brian. I think you see Brian Moore on the far side, too, number 13.
81 Skinkle also checked in. Yeah, see.
And it's going to be, again, that unbalanced strong side right. Lions back to a three-man front, now five. Walk the linebackers up, now they drop back off the line. Parker takes the ball, and he gives it to Anderson. Anderson tries to find a hole, and he finds a crease, cuts across the 40, up to the 45-yard line, and that was great running by Robert Anderson to get it just across the 45.
Just kept his balance. He saw the blocking open up and then cut it back into the middle, and you're right, made the most out of nothing and brought us into a manageable third down and about three.
Telvin the Terminator checks in. He brings the play into Cole Parker. Third and 3. The ball just across our 45. Less than 2 minutes to go here in the third period. Vikings leading 30-10. Again, that strong side right showing that unbalanced line. The Lions back to a three-man front. Take the snap, give it to Anderson, and he'll fight, turn those legs, but he'll be short of the first down, Bill, about a yard.
Looks like he got turned and twisted. Otherwise, he might have been able to fall forward for that first down, but you're right at a yard short. They're going to measure, though. I think he's a good yard short.
I think so. Sterling Jones for the Lions in on the tackle. I want to remind you of the Lions High Coaches Show live from Loco's Grill and Pub Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Be there. Lots of assistant coaches. A brand new format. Lots of players are there. Lots of player awards. And it's all about Lions High football. Coach Mack and I talk for just a little while, and then we'll talk at the end of the broadcast about the upcoming game. But If you can't be there, you can listen to it on 99.5 Kicks Country or on the web by going to www.thevikingvoice.com. Oh, Marty, here we go. Fourth and inches. They're digging in the trenches. 10 men up in the box. Oh, Cole Parker, wait a minute. Now they call timeout. Coach calls him to the sidelines. Minute 25 to go here in the third quarter. Let's take a 60-second break. A 30-second break. 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium, minute 25 to go. Now Vikings have changed their mind. Aaron Winston dropped back to punt. He's standing about our 37-yard line. Brad Roby back about the 15. There's a snap.
He's going.
Oh, he's on one. Aaron Winston keeps the ball on the keeper. He's across the 50, down to the 45, still on his feet. Look at here.
No,
on the ground.
It's Durden. It's Ken Durden.
Ken Durden with the football. They run him out of bounds. They have to run. One in the wall, Bill. Aaron Winston had the ball, crossed the 50, had the first down. I did not see the ball come out. All of a sudden, Kenneth Durden had the ball and was headed down the left side. Did you see it, Marty?
Lateral pitch. Lateral pitch.
Now they're saying it's a lateral pitch.
He had the first down, but a great heads-up lateral.
It's first and goal, Vikings from the Peachtree Ridge 2-yard line. I didn't see the pitch or the ball come out. I thought he was down after the first down. Fooled me because I didn't think he'd run for it.
I was excited that he was good, that he had the first down, and that's where I left it. And I turned my head. There's a flag.
And
sideline.
Nope.
Substitution.
Not illegal substitution. 5-yard penalty.
Had somebody run off the field.
Now back it up to the 7-yard line now. First and goal from the 7. Well,
let's go.
We'll let the cut. There it is. The ball now goes to Carter Franklin around the left side. He gets hit just shy of the 5-yard line. Now pushing back. Marcus forward progress at the...
To the line of scrimmage.
Back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and goal from the 7. Swinkle set to check in.
Skinkle? Winkle, Skinkle. Come on, we got to work on your pronunciation. Skinkle's mama's listening.
Well, I can tell you, Brian Moore just came off the field.
There we go. That'll work.
All righty, Mike Moore, who's our athlete of the week, up over the ball.
Michael Copeland also in at the tight end now.
Telvin Smith in. Parker takes the snap. Rolls right, bootleg, naked bootleg, he's trying to get to the end zone, they're pulling down at the 3, but a great tackle by Brad Roby as he comes from his corner position and caught Cole Parker on a naked bootleg to the right.
Cole's pretty quick, but not as fast as Brad Roby, I tell you. That was a great fake, though, to come around that naked bootleg like that. That's the end of the third quarter.
And we'll take a 60-second break. Vikings leading 30-10. We head to the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, it is third and goal from the 3-yard line. Actually, from the 4. We go to the fourth and final quarter, leading 30-10. Cole Parker, Corey Franklin, Braswell, and Anderson in the backfield. Two tight ends. They're in a six-man front. We've got Franklin in motion. Pitcher to Franklin around the left side. Looks, cuts back inside. They hit him. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Corey Franklin. He just made a great little stutter step. Pulled back. A great block by Lance Stevens. You see Lance pulling off to the side now. Coming back really excited about a great lead block. He sealed that thing open, and Corey just snuck in for a touchdown.
All righty.
Jack Dalton in the long snapper.
Yep.
And they swing the gate. Dalton over the ball. Cole Parker to hold.
Yeah, waiting for the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 11:54 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's our Vikings 37, The Lions 10 will take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
We gotta give him a check.
Yeah. I'll buy him one. Back in Martin Stadium.
We gotta give him a check this week.
I bought him once last week, man. I'll do it again this week.
Vikings lead 37-10. 11:54 left in the ball game.
And back deep is Rhodey, along with Sterling Jones, Chris Sade to the far side. There's a kick, high end over end kick, pushes it back in the corner. And Sterling Jones lets it hit, picks it up, falls down at the five. Bless his heart. He went back. He went back, saw the ball. He waited for it to go out of bounds. It didn't. He had to adjust to pick it up, and when he did, he slipped and fell.
Hey, Marty, didn't we say that about three times last week? I mean, he just took wedge shot that made a backwards bounce.
Jed Solomon playing golf with his foot.
All right, Vikings on defense now. You still here, Wes?
Yep. Lombardo in the shotgun. Drops back in the end zone. Looks. Throws downfield. Got a man open at the 15. Jukes Wood. Two's got a first down. And that is, trying to see his number,
83.
Number 83, which is Nassar Moore.
Nassar Moore and Ken Durden out there on coverage. He just ran. He ran Ken a little too deep, and Ken had to come back. And made a great pass, Lombardo did, underneath to make the completion and a first down for the Lions.
Moves it out to the 17-yard line.
The ball is on the 17-yard line.
The first and 10 from there. Lombardo under center now. We're in a five-man front, man in motion. Takes a snap, gives it to Sade right up the middle, and we hit him as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up about 2 yards.
Yeah, Kerry Stanley from his linebacker spot, Raheed Moore, and Michael Copeland in on the tackle.
I want to say hello to my granddaughter. Carly Neesmith was here at her very first football game tonight, Bill, and she said she likes football. She's coming back for the next one.
Well, it's about time you brought your granddaughter to a football game.
And my daughter was here, Jessica. Next week, they got to bring both granddaughters.
All right. Second and about 8.
Udofi to the near side. Rhodey to the far side. We're showing blitz off the corner. Let's see if we do it. Yep, we go. But they drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Got a man open and overthrows everybody. It was Sterling Jones, but he had in coverage back there.
And Willie Udofi, yeah.
Had Kerry Stanley in coverage. And he had to overthrow even Stanley.
Yeah, Stanley had great coverage on Udofi that time. And Stanley's given up. Looks like they're running side by side. I'll bet you 5 to 6 inches in height.
10:42 to go in the ball game. Vikings lead at 37-10.
Now Lombardo's in the shotgun.
He's got backs on either side of him. Twins left, a single man right. There goes flag. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
They're going to get the center for kind of simulating the snap. Yep.
Yep. That's what you got, a legal procedure.
Yeah, John Pratt just kind of lifted the ball and gave that snap simulation, and they will call that very quickly. Marks them off 5 yards.
Bill, you going to Tallahassee Monday night?
Are they playing?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is Florida State playing football in Tallahassee? Then Bill will be there. I'm going to see my Florida State Seminoles hopefully take it to the Miami Hurricanes, see a little bit of Greg Reed, and maybe some Gerald Dent. That'd be great to see.
All right, twins right, twins left. Lombardi in the shotgun. Got one back in the backfield with him. Drops straight back. Looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made by Sterling Jones. Goes out of bounds.
Udofi.
Udofi, I'm sorry about Udofa makes a catch, goes out of bounds at the 24-yard line, at the 23. And Bill, now this looks, the way they're running this offense now, looks like a college or a pro offense, making the catch on the little down and out, so he catches the ball and runs out of bounds with it to stop the clock.
Well, they have shown us, the Lions have shown us a lot of formations. That pro set I, they run the wing T, they run a spread offense, and now with fourth and about 5-4, they're going to go ahead and get in punt formation.
Yep, Watts standing back at the 10, and Braswell at our 40. There's a snap, low snap. Kicks the ball high and away. Braswell backs him all the way up, hits. And Braswell was backing up, but it hits at the 32, 33. That's right, dead right there. And Mr. Watts playing a little golf with his foot, drop that shot in there and just make it safe.
The one thing we have seen tonight is great kicking from both sides. Watts has done phenomenally. Jed Solomon, his kickoffs have been great, his extra points, a 43-yard field goal tonight. We saw that last kickoff kind of take a wedge shot. He even punted once, had a great opportunity to get it down about the one-yard line, and the ball took a funny little bounce and into the end zone. But otherwise, it's just been a great kicking night for both sides.
Cole Parker, who has gone the distance at quarterback tonight, goes back under center. Winston comes our side.
Sam Duncan now is your fullback.
Yep. They're back in a five-man front, the Lions are, four linebackers. And he gives it to Franklin on the counter. He's across the 40, the 45, still on his feet. He's at the 40, he's at the 30, he's at the 20, he's at the 10. Touchdown, Vikings.
Let's see you, Corey Franklin. Oh, my gosh. That was from the 33-yard line, Wes.
67-yard touchdown run by Corey Franklin.
And again, that acceleration that we talked about when Corey Franklin breaks out into the open, what acceleration this kid has got. He is verbally committed to Troy University, right?
Yep, verbally.
And they are getting, if they get this kid, they're getting a superstar.
I want to say hello to my boss and his wife, Rich and Jerry Strumpler down there. Bill, they're leaving tomorrow for the Honduras.
Okay.
And he says his cell phone won't work. On his door, he has a map of the island where he's going to be at. Says, put message in a bottle. Send
there him. You go. All right. Jed Solomon in kick formation.
There's a snap. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 10:08 to go here in the fourth quarter, the Vikings lead it 44-10.
We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back in Martin Stadium, 10:08 to go to fourth quarter. Vikings lead it 44-10. And Bill, if you'd have told me this before we kicked it off, I'd have said you're wrong, buddy.
I would have on the air.
Roby back deep. Solomon waiting on the official's whistle. High end over end kick. Backs Roby up at the three. Knee goes down. Oh, his knee.
Yep, his knee was down.
And the referee's winding the clock. I don't know why he didn't stop it. Knocking down at the 5-yard line. First and 10, Lions from there. If it could go wrong for the Peachtree Lions tonight, Bill, it has went wrong.
It seems to have. I mean, it just every little thing. The first half started out with the touchdown run. I mean, the kickoff return for a touchdown by Tyler Hunter. Then the strip of the ball. Vikings were up 24-3 at one time. And then they start out the second half pretty well. But nonetheless, they find themselves in a situation now, 44-10, with about 10 minutes left in this ballgame. And the ball at the 4-yard line. What a place to start. No,
it's Roby. Yeah, that's Lombardo.
It's Lombardo.
In the end zone, throws out of the end zone to Jones, makes
Udofa.
The catch. And to the Udofa, and they run him out of bounds at the 11-yard line. That quick little slant pass they've got, that slant out pass, has worked really well for the Lions tonight.
Yeah, and that's, and again, coming out of a different kind of formation, you talk about that's a little bit like a Valdosta State kind of play, that college-type play.
It'll be second and about five from the 11-yard line. Now he sends Udofa and Roby to the far side of the field. Lombardo goes under center. We're still in a five-man front, playing our defensive end a little wide to the wide side of the field. They put Stanley in motion, and they give it to Saudi right up the middle. Those big legs churn. He pulls away from one of our defenders in there and gets up to about the 15. He's got the first down.
Yeah, right over the 15-yard line. That'll give him the first down. He needed the 15 to get the first, and the ball's just over the 15.
Chris Scurry on the stop for our Vikings.
Chris Scurry, you hear it? A stop for the Vikings.
9:55 to go.
Deion Crenshaw in there at the nose. He's got Jordan Black to his left, and he's got, looks like, James Mathis to his right. Raed Moore at one end and Brian Moore at the other.
Lombardo in the shotgun. Keeps Sade in the backfield with him. Twins right, twins left.
Long snap, and there's a flag. I don't know if you got a false start or a delay. They're going to... Yeah, that's okay. Udofa, Willie Udofa.
And that's right there in front of you, Marty.
And that's where the flag came from. That's the call, and they'll march him back five. It'll be first and 15 now for the Lions.
Vikings will be on the road next Friday night as we travel over to Ware County to face the Ware County Gators. That will be a 7:30 kickoff from Memorial Stadium. We'll be on the air at 6:30.
We'll Lombardo. Be in the box with the coaches next week.
Yep, Lombardo in the shotgun again. Same formation. Takes a snap back at the five, drops back, looks, throws out in the flats, and the catch is made by number 20.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Brad Roby.
I thought I was Sade coming out of the backfield. Roby makes the catch, gets him back almost to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a yard above that, should be second, and no, they give him.
Yeah, he caught the ball on a slide right there. Great catch. The ball was thrown down low where just about no one else could get it, so.
Second and eight from the 18, and 8:50 to go here in the ball game, leading 44-10. They send Trips to the left side. Nope, now they change it. They bring Roby to the near side.
Yeah, Roby's coming over here in the slot now. And they got to call a timeout. They didn't know what they were doing.
Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And back at Martin Stadium, 8:36 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 44-10. It will be second and eight from the 18-yard line. Crowd starting to file out, Bill.
Well, the decision looks to be pretty final. Now, what the final score is still in question.
Yep. All righty, he's got twins. Lombardo's got twins left, twins right. We've got man coverage.
Geraldo Orta's on Roby. Let's see.
Takes a snap, and he gives it to Sade. What a great play, but he gets hit by the Terminator at the 20-yard line after he picks up 3 yards up to the 21-yard line. Great open field tackle by Telvin Smith.
Chris Sade is a big back. We've talked about him all night long. That is the reason that college scouts have been after Telvin Smith. Telvin is a sure tackler. He doesn't just hit somebody. He really wraps up, and that's why he's been able to bring down Chris Sade.
It is third and five from the 22-yard line. Again, in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right. Rolls right, looks. Throws the ball out. Has to throw it away.
He just threw that one away.
Threw it over to Coach Ballard on the sidelines.
That'll bring up fourth down and five, almost five, a long four for the Lions.
Justin Watts on the ball.
A great coverage also by our defensive backs, and that was all four man-on-man, too.
Watts back at the five-yard line. Troy Braswell about our 40. Low snap, picks it up off the grass. High kick.
Peter.
Hits, goes out of bounds, and they'll have to... They'll walk down to the referee, marks him right down at the 48.5-yard line of our Vikings. 7:38 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 44-10. The first and 10 Vikings from there.
Yeah, well, I know he's had that towel on his head. I really wonder if he just took a kind of a shot to the head, a bad stinger, almost a mild concussion, and just as a precaution, got him out of the game then, and he'll be ready next week against Ware County, looks like. Yeah, we'll talk a little more as we get into the Bemis Barbecue post-game report, and we'll talk a little bit about the upcoming game against Ware County. Remember, folks, you got to go get your tickets if you're going to go over to Waycross and go over there and catch that game. Our Vikings, first time on the road this year, and if you can't make the trip, you can catch us at 99.5 Kicks Country.
And like I say, kick pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:30. Like as hell out of my buddy Denton. I finally got my power head back. You can come see some. You can come sing some karaoke now.
Hey, I tell you what, too, Wes. We ought to have Owen Prince as a guest this Tuesday at the coaches show. Get some ticket information.
Parker with Franklin in motion gives the ball to Duncan right up over the left side. Duncan gets across the 50 down to the 49, maybe the 48 yard line. That's about a three and a half yard carry.
Nothing real fancy, just that little fullback dive right over the right hand side. Sam Duncan, your fullback.
Second and seven, 7:20 to go, 15 to go here in the ball game, leading 44-10. And trying to get you some numbers here. That's Paul Johnson goes to the far side of the field. Again, Franklin in motion, and we give it again to Duncan. Keeper, and look at here. Cole Parker keeps the ball, goes around the left side, fakes the pitch out to Corey Franklin, cuts back in flat across the 45, down to the 40. First down, about an 8-yard run for Cole Parker.
Coach Mack looks like he's going to call a timeout. He's trying to get out there on the field to call it.
Yep, there's the time.
Let's take a 30-second break during this timeout. Vikings lead 44-10, 6:38 left in the ballgame. We'll be right back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
The Vikings are third down.
Back in Martin Stadium. In fact, they brought the chains out and measured during that timeout. Corey Franklin was about half a football short. I mean, Cole Parker was about half a football short. So it'll be third and inches, the ball on the far hash mark. Sam Duncan at fullback. Parker goes under center.
Got Orta and Braswell at your wings.
There's a snap, and he gives it to Duncan. Big hole. He's across the 25 to 30. Sam Duncan off to the corner. Will they catch him? No, they won't. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Sam Duncan. That was a 42-yard
run.
What a great job. Just nothing fancy. The fullback right over the right-hand side and right into the end zone for a touchdown. Again, great acceleration by our back when they break up into the open area.
Boy, that offensive line has opened some holes. 6.5 minutes to go.
What an incredible game this is turning into be. If you're a Viking, you couldn't have asked for anything better. 50-10 right now, trying to put the 51st point.
Jackson Dalton snap back. Parker puts it down. Solomon puts it up, and it's good. And with 6:21 to go here in the ball game, it's the Vikings 51. Peachtree Ridge 10. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back in Martin Stadium. Jed Solomon set to kick off again.
And you better break out your roster. Looks like we got Darnell Swopes out there, number four. Try and catch you some numbers here. Number 41, that's Tim St. Fort. Number 35, that's Battles, James Battles. Number 45, that's Mikey On Pageant. Number 51, Michael Van Burden. Number 39, that is Danford Swain.
There's a kick high and over end kick, and Rody takes it at the three. He's across the five, the 10, behind that wall, looking for someplace to run, cuts outside. He's across the 20, the 25, the 30, down the far sidelines, and we haul him down at the 40-yard line.
That's Mikey On Pageant on the tackle. Gets him out of bounds.
Bill, I got some football scores here.
Final score, 55-6, Valdosta over Windsor Forest. Thomasville leads Colquitt, 19-13. Brooks leads Tiff County, 27-7. It's a final. Berrien beats Lanier, 16-10. Clinch over Irwin, 7-6. Coffee leads Pierce, 23-6. A final score, Grayson 10, Warner Robins 0. Houston County leads Fayette County, 21-14. And Fitzgerald leads Hawkinsville, 63-0.
And we just got another 5-yard illegal substitution penalty. We didn't get a guy off the field in time.
Well, we got all backups out there right now. And I'll try and get you some numbers and names as we go through that. Looks like at the nose, it's number 67. That is me and Shafiq at the nose tackle. You like that? Number 50, Lenerick Rollins. Number 34 at one of the corners. That's Quincy Crawford. along with number 28, Derek Godfrey.
Lombardo goes under center. He's got Stanley in motion towards us. Drops that, pitches out to Stanley. Stanley bobbles the ball. He's across the 45 to 50, and we run him out of bounds at the Viking 46-yard line.
That's Quincy Crawford drives him out of bounds.
And Stanley will pick up 13 yards on the carry and a first down for the Lions.
Also on the defensive line, number 72, Ellis Lyles for our Vikings. Number 23 is the corner on the other side. That's DeCarlos Martin. And number 44 out there for our Vikings, that is Dale McBurrow at the defensive end spot, along with Matt Frazier at the other defensive end. I think I got them all in there, Wes.
6:04 to go here in the ball game, leading 51-10, our Vikings are. And we jumped, did not break the neutral zone, got back. Lombardo gives the ball on the counter. Across, that's number 27, across the 40 to 35, down to about the 30-yard line, and that is Steve Atwater.
Yeah, it's Derek Godfrey in on the tackle for the Vikings. That'll be another first down for the Lions. The clock runs at 5:58.
And I don't know why we don't have a running clock.
I'm looking. We got a 41-point lead, and we do not have a running clock here in the fourth quarter.
Maybe because you didn't have it when you went into the fourth quarter.
I don't know.
Lombardo goes under center. He's got twins left. Now Stanley in motion. Gives it to Sade up the middle. The big back runs across the 30 down to the 25-yard line.
And it's Derek Godfrey in on the tackle for the Vikings.
Bill, we won't see him anymore. I don't think we'll see him anymore tonight. That offensive line of the Vikings.
The offensive line, and we've kind of taken pride in that. And this year we're going to build on some names because that's what they are. But let's break out that offensive line name.
Are you ready?
Let's after this play.
All right. Lombardo goes under center. He splits his receivers. One near side, one far side. Stanley in motion towards the bench. Gives it to Sade again. No, sure. Lombardo keeps it. Pitches out to Stanley at the last minute. Great play. Jukes one man, two into the end zone. Touchdown. Number two,
touchdown
Brandon Lions. Stanley.
A touchdown by the Lions against the Viking backups now. Again, you hate to see the score, but it's invaluable experience for this backup defense, and to get the opportunity on a Friday night to play this kind of game against the talent that they're playing against right now. It's 51-16. We got 4:51 left in the ball game, and the Lions set to kick their extra point.
Watts waiting on the snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 4:51 to go here in the ball game, Vikings lead it 51-17. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Watch that to kick off, and back deep we have Kevin Edwards, Matt Frazier, and I can't see the number on the far side. I think that's Darnell Swopes on the far side. And there's a kick. And his head's down the middle. And Frazier takes it. He's across the 15, the 20. Tries to fight his way out to the 25, but they haul him down just short at the 24-yard line. The first and 10 Vikings from there.
Wes, what I was thinking about this is as we see a lot of these backup guys, the JV, they played yesterday. A great game against the Valdosta Wildcats Junior Varsity here at, I think it was here at this stadium. A 28-21 win for our Vikings over the Wildcats on the JV. So congratulations to the Junior Varsity Vikings. I heard it was a great game. I mean, even the Valdosta fans left. They lost, but they knew they had seen a great Junior Varsity game. All right, it's 4:45 left in the ball game. Vikings lead 51-17, and it's number 14, Eric Blanton, the scout team player of the week last week, at quarterback.
Blanton goes under center and gives the ball to number 36, Frazier. Frazier gets hit at the 25-yard line.
Oh, okay, yeah, you got it here. 28-21, Vikings defeat the Wildcats Junior Varsity at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Sam Duncan and D. Daniels scored twice for the Vikings. And Matt Frazier converted a two-point conversion, and Jed Solomon kicked two extra points. So great game for the Vikings.
And 4:14 to go. We started back when Levi Vita was an offensive lineman.
Had the Mayflower Movers.
Blanton goes under center, takes the snap.
Gives to the fullback.
Right up the middle. I like the way Blanton carried out that fake. Looked a little bit like Carty Franklin out there.
That was, looks like...
James Battle.
Battle. But go ahead. Yeah, we were talking about when Levi Vitas in 07 was a senior on that offensive line. We nicknamed them the Mayflower Movers.
And we did it after the second game. Then last year, it was the Mayflower Moving Company, the return trip. This year, a brand new name. The offensive line, the Men of Thunder.
So when you hear the rumble, it's the Thunder.
It's the Men of Thunder.
And the Thunder will move the defensive lines out of their way. So we're excited about promoting the Men of Thunder through the rest of the season.
There's the
counter.
Counter, and that is number third, looks like. No.
DeCarlos Martin, number 23, it looked like.
We're at the three-minute mark. Coach is emptying the bench.
That is 23, DeCarlos Martin. And we got a player down. Let's see.
Mike Young Pageant's coming in. Matt McEnstein's coming in.
Yep, Matt McEnstein. Now, he's the punter kicker. So they are going to punt here with fourth down. 2:54 left in the ball game. Vikings lead 51-17. Matt McEnstein got him two extra points in the game last week against Woodland. Good kicker in his own right. Mikey on Pajan out here as one of the gunners, along with number 34, Quincy Crawford. Gunners on the other side are Frazier and Martin.
Going back deep for the Lions is number 27, Steve Atwater.
Also in on the punt team for the Vikings, number 75, that's Jared Davis.
High kick, hits at the 40, bounces, and rolls backwards to the 45, and that's where the Lions will take over with 2:43 to go here in the ball game.
So why the Men of Thunder? They create thunder. What do you think?
Sound like, we kind of talked about the Sons of Thunder, because you've got thunder, and thunder, just when you hear thunder,
you
know there's a storm coming.
Yep.
And that's why I called them the Sons of Thunder.
We'll go with the Sons of Thunder. I'm okay with that. The Sons of Thunder. And I tell you, these big guys on that offensive line, and we may have to get us a name for the defensive line this year.
I've got a name for them. The immovable objects.
Yes, there we go.
The keeper and a good quarterback rolls around the right side for the Lions, and he picks up 9 yards down to our 46-yard line.
That's number five. That's Tanner Mack. Colquitt now leads 20-19. Thank you, Mr. Hubby Brooks. Thomasville, 16-6 over Colquitt with 8 minutes to go. And then Colquitt now has gone up 20-19.
Now,
I'm catching up my text, sorry.
Okay, because it was Colquitt and Thomasville playing.
Well, Colquitt now leads
Thomasville.
Thomasville, 20-19, not over yet.
Tanner Mack takes a snap, got a man in motion.
Oh,
they moved. Don't call it, fellas. Let them play football. And they did.
The tight end or tackle on this side just fell forward.
We're at a minute 50. Why is the clock stopped?
And nope, it's the first down. 1:54 now. Vikings lead 51-17. And, Wes, I thought the Vikings could handle the Lions pretty well. But even this score, really, I got a text from somebody, an official that is a friend of my brother-in-law, that said, wow. I mean, that's all he said. I cannot believe that score.
Peachtree Ridge brings two receivers near side. Tanner Mack goes under center. Man in motion towards the press box. Mack keeps the ball, cuts inside. He gets hit as he gets over the line of scrimmage, picks up a half a yard. It'll be second and eight from the 40-yard line.
That's
we're at minute 20.
Sorry, it's number 92, Ed Moore, on the tackle for the Vikings. Well, let's see if we can run Marty down here. I know we want to try and get a word with Coach McPherson before we get out of here, so we'll do that. I think Marty just left, went to the bathroom or something.
I don't know where he did. He was... There's a snap. And ball is given to the fullback, number 22, as it gets up to...
Inside a minute now.
Yep.
Number 22, that's Lee Carter in on that last play. Checks out now.
Third and seven from there.
22 seconds left in the ball game now.
Tanner takes a snap, pulls it out, carries on the keeper as he crosses the 40 to 30. The 25 still on his feet, got the first down, down about the 22-yard line. And they'll stop the clock there. They'll get maybe one, two more plays, Bill.
Dale McBurrow in on the tackle. The guys are getting ready to run out to midfield, but the clock stopped on the first down. And as soon as it sets there, they'll wind it. And I think they're content to let this end at 51-17. Vikings win.
Vikings go to 2-0 on the regular season. Peachtree Lions drop to 1-1. Do we want to keep it here till Marty?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. Let's keep it here. See if we can get a little interview here with Coach McPherson.
Back in Martin Stadium, the Vikings victorious over the Peachtree Ridge Lions 51-17 to go to 2-0 on the year. The Lions drop to 1-1. Our Vikings on the road next at Ware County next Friday night at 7:30. It'll be a 6:30 pregame show, and Bill and I will be in the booth with the coaches. That's one of the best, one of the few places that we have that to happen.
I enjoy it. I really enjoy being here. We have to kind of cover the mics every once in a while.
But great victory for our Vikings, and hats off to Peachtree Ridge. I tell you what, they played hard, and Chris Saudi is the real deal. That young man and Brad Rohde can flat fly. You give him just a break or two, and he's off to the races. And good luck. Your folks drive safe going back, and be careful. Bill, you got us some stats on the Bemis Road Barbecue post-game show?
Just the Bemis Barbecue, no road. Okay. It's on Bemis Road, but it's the Bemis
Barbecue. Boy, I don't Bemis Road.
I forgot the exact. A wink and a blink past Cat Creek Road.
A wink and a blink. I like that.
Yeah, it's got barbecue so tender you got to take your teeth out. You like that?
Yep.
Okay. It was great barbecue, too. Maybe we can talk him into bringing some more barbecue, not this week, but the next week when we're back home again. The game's final stats tonight. Vikings lead or win 51-17 on a great offensive output there in the second half and a great defensive output in the first half. First downs tonight, Peachtree Ridge with 9 first downs, the Vikings with 7. Rushing tonight, Peachtree Ridge, 34 carries, 178 yards, while the Vikings had 40 carries for 297 yards. Passing tonight, Peachtree Ridge was 5 of 11 for 32 yards, no touchdowns, 1 interception. The Vikings were 2 of 4 for 39 yards, no touchdowns, and no interceptions. Total plays tonight, Peachtree Ridge with 45, the Vikings with 44. Total offense, Peachtree Ridge, 210 yards. Vikings, 336 yards of total offense. Fumbles tonight. Peachtree Ridge fumbled the ball 3 times, losing 2 of those. The Vikings, no fumbles tonight. Penalties. Peachtree Ridge, 4 penalties for 20 yards, while the Vikings were penalized 7 times for 65 yards. The leading rusher, number 20 for Peachtree Ridge, Chris Saudi, 13 carries for 65 yards. Their leading receiver, number 9, Willie Udofa, 2 catches for 13 yards. The Vikings' leading rusher, number 2, Kari Franklin, 9 carries, 124 yards, and Wes, 3 touchdowns. Also, the leading receiver tonight for the Vikings, also Kari Franklin, 1 catch for 29 yards. And that's your finals right here from Martin Stadium as the Vikings are victorious 51-17 over what was the number 3 team in the state.
And Bill, I'm sure that score is going to turn some heads around the state and probably around the southeast and the nation as well. We have the coaches show Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack will be there. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I want to thank all of our sponsors for the Loco's Grill and Pub Lounge High Coaches Show. They're brought to you by Loco's Grill and Pub, Coombs Heating and Air, the Corner Store, Clyattville 66, and the Clyattville General Store, R&S Sports, Bishop's Jewelers, Folsom's Body Shop, and American Body Works, with Lowndes Landscape Management, Deloach Body Works, The Boardwalk, Axe Builders, Southern Cleaning Systems, Crystal River Seafood, and of course, the Viking Touchdown Club. And those are your sponsors for the Locos Grill and Pub Lounge High Coaches Show this Tuesday. We'll talk about this great victory over the Peachtree Ridge Lions. That's at 7 o'clock. Catch it live at Locos Grill and Pub. If not, we'll see you on the radio dial at 99.5 Kicks Country, or you can catch it on its replay at www.thevikingvoice.com at the Coaches Show Archive.
Marty Rogers, your final thoughts.
Well, I just thought our defense played great. I think the speed of our defense really showed up tonight. We know we've got a great up front defensive line, but the speed of the defense really played well. And then the Sons of Thunder dominated the line of scrimmage and wore them down, and later the second half, we were just pushing well.
Hey, I can't add any more to it. I mean, I think the Vikings said everything that needed to be said right there on the field, and a great job by our Vikings. And they'll have a great weekend. Rest, relax, a couple days. Coaches will be back in the film room on Sunday. Kids back out on the field on Monday, getting ready for the Ware County Gators.
Vikings win 51-17 to go to 2-0 on the year with the Ware County Gators up next. You have been listening to the Lounge High football broadcast here on 99.5 Kicks Country. The Lounge High broadcast on behalf of all of Lounge High football, for Marty Rogers, for Bill Osborne, for Wes James. Good night.
Say good night. It's time to say good night, Wes.
That's, see, we're supposed to do that first, Bill.
Well, we did it last time. He had to do it. Good night. It's time to say good night, Wes. Say good night, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by the Viking Voice along with Black Crow Media. For all of Lounge High football, for Black Crow Media, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High football on 99.5. Good night, Lounge County.